Proverbs for the day, September the 18th. Proverbs 18, verse 16. A man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. A man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. This is an interesting verse. It is a verse that we can see demonstrated in life and society, and we can see it demonstrated also in our Bible here. A man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. And it's important for us to understand how these things work. We can think of Bible characters, and we'll talk about that in a minute. So let's go down through here and develop the thought. First of all, the things that can be a gift. You know, it's important for you as a believer to spend a little bit of time, and not hours upon days upon introspection, but be aware of what God's gifted you with. Now, the things that can be a gift, and we're going to talk about what to do with that gift, but knowledge. Some people have the gift of knowledge. Some people have the gift of illustrating. Some of teaching. Some are technology or building. And some of understanding inventions. But all kinds of stuff. In Ephesians, he says that apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers are a gift to the church. The idea is, do you know your gift or gifts? A man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. Now, I realize that as men, for example, we don't always get to exercise our gift to earn a crust, as they say. Ideally, that would be so. And whenever possible, we should try to do so. I think there is some merit in, as a young fella and a young girl, being able to understand what you're gifted at and this and that, and trying to get some guidance into a way to pursue that and to use your gift to the fullest possible as a Christian in a Christian context. You need to ask the Lord, Lord, what is my gift? It's okay to ask certain others, what is my gift? I'd be a little aware of, beware a little bit and be a little wary of some of the profiling that's done and some of the things. They're doing it on a limited basis. There's a few things that you could do just to give you an idea about aptitude. But there are different things that can be a gift. Paul talks about them in Corinthians and the Bible all through there. And the idea is this. The first idea is this. Okay? It is a gift. It's something that is given to you. It can be connected genetically. It might be. As a believer, many times it's something that's given to you at salvation, connected to your salvation, connected to your service for the Lord Jesus Christ. You might have, for example, a genetic ability, but that might not be the ability God wants you to use. Let's take, for example, some men. Let's just say C.T. Studd. He's a great example. He was an Englishman. He was a cricketer. Cricket is similar to American baseball, but in many ways, because I've played both, it's more difficult. But the point being that he was a gifted batsman, which takes incredible hand and eye coordination and thinking, etc., and stamina. But he came to Christ, and when he got saved, he left all that and he became a missionary, and he was a missionary in China, India, and Africa in his lifetime. If he lived in this day and age, they probably would have tried to recruit him and put him in the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and made him a speaker on that tour and all that, and get him to use his professional cricketing as a tool. But the idea is cricketing was not his gift. The hand-eye coordination, the ability to process stuff, deep down inside there, God had given him the gift and was going to give him the gift to be able to learn those languages, to be able to deal with those different societies and cultures of people. So we need to be careful of not being too shallow about it. It's okay to know that, what it is, but it says a man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. Secondly, not only the things that can be a gift, but the truth is somewhat universal. The world does this. We see it happening in the world that those who have a certain gift often are brought before great situations. And great has different applications, by the way. In the Bible, I think of Daniel. I think of the Hebrew children. I think of Joseph. I think of Paul. In the church age, just as a quick example here in Texas, I think of J. Frank Norris. He was associated and had conversations with presidents and with rulers. They respected his understanding of the Bible, and they asked him questions about the status of Israel and the coming things to happen as per the Bible said. The truth is somewhat universal. It can be that way at work, for example. It can be that way in your community. It can be that way in your church. A man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. Now, the Bible says that great men are not always wise. It was said in the book of Job. And so you understand that God will sometimes take, you think of Joseph, how God took him and put him before Pharaoh and gave him that job to do because he put within him a gift of interpreting. He had to get the interpretation from God, but he chose to give him that gift of interpreting. Now, it's very important to understand this. You need, as a believer, to anticipate God using your gift in whatever realm he does. So there are things that can be a gift, and then there is this truth that is somewhat universal. But I want to say, thirdly, in this devotion, that the training can be the difference. Training is something we receive along with the gift. But training is also something we do. The word has different applications in English that we must be aware of. Training is something we could receive, someone giving us training. But training is also something we do. We go out and we train. When the athletes go out and they exercise and they do drills, they are training. Training can also be, though, someone teaching them something. So training is something we receive, training is something we do, and training takes a gift into a usefulness stage. You see, what training does is it takes it just from an embryo stage, a possibility, we use the word potential, etc., etc., because it is only a could-be or a could-have-been otherwise. The training can be the difference. Now, I see in Joseph's life a training going on, where God had to cause him to be able to listen to God personally. I see in Daniel's life, in the Hebrew children's lives, in the life of the Apostle Paul, in the life of the prophets. They had training. They had a school of the prophets. Do not underestimate the value of training, because some have made a living out of it, because some have founded colleges and universities that were a smokescreen for real training, and sadly enough, many have spent thousands upon thousands of dollars and have not come out any more strongly trained in their true spiritual gift than they were before. Sadly enough, the training can be the difference. If I was a person and I came to a point in my life and I realized that some of my previous training was inadequate, I'd just get me some more training, real training. Because if you've got 3 years left or 5 years left or 10 years left or 20 years left, I like what a fellow said. He said his mother was a widow and she was already around 60 or so, and he went to visit her, and she said, son, she said, I've enrolled in this course. I'm going to get a degree in such and such. And he said, mother, do you realize you'll be 64 years old when you get that degree? She said, yes, son, and I will be 64 years old when that time comes if I don't get that degree. You get it? Okay. Training. The training can be the difference. So there are things that can be a gift, and you should be praying about that. Maybe today would be the right day to do it, or maybe you'd write down your planner on a little stick-em note or something on your desk or in your Bible, a little 3x5 card or something, and put in there and say, I'm going to consider and think about what God might have to be my gift. I'm going to expect that He'll use it in some way, and then thirdly, in light of that, I'm going to do the training, because the training can be the difference. Let me tell you something. If you've had some so-called training or you've gotten a degree and it didn't get you any closer to learning your Bible, why don't you just bite the bullet and learn your Bible? Set aside the time, whatever it takes, to do training. You know, I'm amazed at people. I'm amazed at human beings. They'll spend 10 and 20 and 30 years without what they should have just because they didn't happen to get it the first time around. That's not what I would do. Why, my own dad, he went to Bible Institute when he was 50 or 52 years old. Yeah. And God let him live to be 80, so he pastored and preached, did some stuff. The whole point is, you don't know what God will do with your life. But the training can be the difference. So there's things that can be a gift, and you should be able to know it. And the truth is universal. God will use the man who has a gift. But a man's gift maketh room for him, bringeth him before great men. A man that had a gift that could have been, or should have been, or ought to been, does not come before great men. That gift cannot be used without the training, because the training can be the difference.